Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Pop Culture Rewind. I'm your host Travis.
And I'm Chris.
And thank you for tuning in to another episode. We are here. It's a special edition of Pop Culture Rewind because it's a news episode.
We do those?
No, we don't.
So we have no idea how long this is going to take. So like 3 hours, maybe 3.5 hour episode,
15 minutes tops.
All right. We really need wrestling fast forward juice for the DVR, huh?
Right. The show's already over. What are we talking about? No.
So what the hell are we doing here? What's so newsy that we had to make our own episode just because of some news?
Would Disney buying Fox be news?
Fuck.
how's that?
Hello.
How's that for news, bitch?
I'll take bitch for 400, Alex. Good lord. 20th Century Fox is no more. 20th Century Fox got bought out by the House of the Mouse, Disney.
Yes. After months of, well, I was going to say weeks of speculation, rumors, because there was in talks, but years before that, I made jokes on this podcast earlier, like years ago. Like, why doesn't Disney just buy Fox?
Simpsons beat you to it.
Yeah, I know, right?
They predict everything.
But, like, I didn't think that was actually going to happen. Like, seriously.
Oh, man.
Right? Like,
$52 billion.
54.
54. 50. Billion. With a B.
Like Dr. Evil style. $54 billion. God.
What do you get for $54 billion, Travis?
Everything. You get all the, you know, obviously this affects Fox's TV and movie division. This does not include Fox News or Fox Sports.
Or Deportes.
Because that's
the
what,
Ocho.
That's what Fox is going to be focusing on is sports and news going forward.
Sports.
They're like, you can have the movie stuff. It's whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. And for $54 billion, you can get what you need, I guess. but, man, obviously this affects the Marvel movies, I think the biggest out of everything. And that's why we were talking about it on this episode. Because we talked about for years, ever since Marvel started hitting their stride with the MCU, Marvel Cinematic Universe, we've been talking about, well, if only this, if only they had
we got
that.
Spider-Man in Civil War, what's next?
I know,
please,
right?
Fox, like, throw us a bone.
Something, and nothing.
They threw us the whole fucking kitchen.
Yeah.
They're keeping the rest of the house. They gave us the kitchen.
I'll take it.
And one of the spare bathrooms because we might need it.
I'm not going to go into the full details of this merger and everything because obviously with a business deal like this, there's huge implications on all fronts.
Let's just bullet point what they got. The obvious.
Right.
They got the Marvel stuff. So right. Fantastic Four, X-Men, basically all the stuff that they've put on.
All the Marvel stuff.
All the Marvel stuff.
Right.
Yeah. They also got the Simpsons.
Right. Avatar.
Avatar. They have the rights to the originals.
Yes,
of Star Wars.
The original trilogy, yes.
The original trilogy. Untouched, unmastered, unfucked.
The one that George Lucas says it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Next Christmas? Next Christmas, that will be a Blu-ray box set for sale. I guarantee.
Yeah. They also got Hulu.
Yes.
Fox had owned, like, 20th Century Fox owned, like, 67%, I think, was the number of Hulu.
Right.
And now Disney straight up owns it out and out. Disney's original intent was they were pulling a lot of their stuff off of Hulu because they intended on having their own digital streaming service of everything Disney.
Right.
And now, now they got fucking Hulu. So,
well, here's the thing about that. This is interesting because that's what Federal Trade Commission, all these other government, they're looking at this like
they don't want monopolizing,
right? Yeah. And with Disney owning, was this like 60% of whatever it is, they could easily pull out of Hulu. They're going to take their stuff off of Netflix. That's already been settled on. They've already said they're going to do that because they're going to start their own streaming service now. But if
they're leaving the Marvel stuff on there. They're taking all their Disney stuff
for now.
For now, yeah.
That was before the Fox deal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they want to, if they wanted to go after Hulu and Netflix, they could crush them like that.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have all the content. They're going to have everything that people want to see. What, are you going to pay $9, $10 on Hulu to see shit that you don't want to see?
House of Cards. Ugh.
That's Netflix.
Oh.
Nice try. It's
tells
thing.
You what I know.
Yeah. Well, then Kevin Spacey, they got canceled, so yeah, there's no House of Cards anymore. Anyway, so this is one of the things. You know, another thing I totally didn't think about till later was fucking Aliens. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be. We're talking about, hey, let's see Fantastic Four and the. No, fuck that. I want to see Xenomorph. Like, this is tearing into somebody in the Avengers. Yeah. Fuck Thanos. No, but here's the thing.
You know what? It's funny you said what you just said, because somehow I'm in that mindset right now.
What happened?
Like, you've built up over a decade for Infinity War.
Right.
And I'm already looking past that. I'm ready for Avengers versus the X-Men.
And that's what I wanted. That was the jux of wanting to put this episode together, because you can go online, you can see all these different types of presentations and bullet points and everything about what this does for the industry and blah, blah, blah. I don't know what I'm just talking about.
Us
what
geeks, what's getting our motor running? Right. This is filling up the tank of gas really quick.
This could not have come at a better time for Marvel because, let's be honest, after Thanos, what else is there?
Galactus, Kang the Conqueror.
Well, hold on.
Annihilus.
Hold on. I had a theory. The conspiracy theorist in me had a theory about what's been going on these past two years. I think the brilliance of Kevin Feige during Phase 3, I think he devised two paths, two divergence from Phase 3. One Phase 4 without Fox, one Phase 4 with Fox. That's what I think. Because think about it. When Phase 1 and 2 was coming out, they had like charts of movies coming out, blam, 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 to like 2020 and shit. Mm-hmm. After Phase 3 was coming around, we stopped seeing news alerts and title cards for movies coming out. They stopped, right? Mm-hmm. There's nothing going on after Infinity War. We knew that the contracts were ending with Evans and Robert Downey Jr. And it was going to be a big...
Stan's got 9 movies and he's only been in, what, 4 so far?
4 or 5, something like that. Yeah. So we knew there was going to be some kind of shakeup within the MCU, but we don't know how far. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, had they not gotten Fox, I think Marvel would have been fucked. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Now that they have Fox, we really don't have to worry about that. Because I think this is perfect. And I go back to what I said, perfect timing, because now you have Phase 4 coming out, you have Phase Fantastic Four mm-hmm. coming out. See, it all comes together, man.
Yeah.
Dude, that's all you need at the end of Avengers. Just see the little fire for, like, the logo in the sky from Human Torch. That's all you need to set up Phase 4, man. That's it. That's it. You're done. You have another 10 years of movies right there.
My biggest fear was trying to fix something that's not broken. And my fears were immediately assuaged when I heard whoever was in charge of pulling the Disney deal said, you know what? There's room in our Marvel Universe for a Deadpool.
Yeah.
As long as the audience knows what they're getting themselves into, that's fine.
It works for Disney. That's what they're saying.
So, how about a Marvel Knights?
Marvel Max.
Deadpool. They did such a good job with the whole Ghost Rider, the new Ghost Rider with Robbie Reyes.
Netflix series.
The Netflix stuff. If now there's a platform to put all those people together and throw them on the big screen and have their own little side thing going.
Here's the thing. A lot of people were worried about Deadpool. That was a big thing. Yeah. And I'm thinking...
Did you see the picture that Ryan Reynolds posted on Twitter?
Like an hour after
the announcement. You can't blow the Matterhorn for real. Yeah. Crap.
That was an hour after
the announcement. Like, they were right on the ball, dude. Yeah. Fucking literally. Love Ryan Reynolds.
So there was a lot of concern about that. And I was thinking, well, go back to the 90s when Disney bought Miramax. Miramax said, that's not family friendly. That's all Quentin Tarantino's movies. That's Kevin Smith movies. That's a lot of stuff in the 90s that were a lot of rated R stuff. Mm-hmm. And as long, like, I think what the guy was saying is, like, I think Bob Iger.
Yeah, that's right.
He's the one that said it. Like, yeah, he knows. Like, there's a market for it. We'll put that in a market.
We'll cater to it.
Yeah, we'll put it where it
you
needs
can
to be.
Still have, like, dude, if they have reshoots fucking right now and they add fucking Hugh Jackman as Wolverine and fucking Wade Wilson as Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool. You don't have to have Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool cussing for his stint on there. You can keep just have him there enough so that fans will be like, oh my God, Deadpool's in it. But when he's on doing his own stuff, he's straight up Wade Wilson.
Yeah, definitely. Like, anytime he's with another movie, it's going to be PG-13.
Yeah.
When he's on his own, it's going to be
rated R. He can still be a smart ass and not be. Yeah. He can still be fourth wall breaking and PG-13.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're so clever on that. They can even keep him rated R, but actually include the bleeps.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be even funnier, I think, you know? Because it's more fourth wall breaking. You know, there's so many possibilities they can do.
Like, literally have a freaking Star-Lord be like, did you just bleep?
Yeah, something. Yeah, just, they could do anything they really wanted to with Deadpool, because that's the whole point of the character. And that's going to be the rest of this episode, ladies and gentlemen. We're just going to be, like, fan-theorying out everything. You know, what we want to see, what we think is going to see, so...
What's on the top of your list of what you want to see coming out of this deal?
I know the obvious answer would be proper X-Men, like in costume. And it's true. That is on that's pretty high up there. But honestly, for the sake of Marvel, not just Fantastic Four, but more so than Fantastic Four, Doctor Doom. A proper Doctor Doom, full-on tyrant of his own country, trying to take over everything. That's the Doctor. That's your next big villain for the Marvel and MCU. That, to answer your question, it's probably Doctor Doom.
Yeah, so it's a character that you want done right.
Yeah, because look, Fox, they had their chances more than once, and they just fucked it all up more than once.
At the time, I was a fan of the first two. At the time, because you didn't have the benefits of technology that you have now.
The benefits of Marvel, MCU.
That too. I heard so many bad reviews about this rebooted Fantastic Four with Michael B. Jordan and all the other people. I've never seen it. I've never even wanted to see it.
It took me a year to see
it. I don't even want to see it.
It took me a year to see it, and I regret that I did, because it sucks.
I can't.
Like, I don't even recommend it to anybody. Don't watch that shit. Can't. No. Yeah, it's terrible. No. It's terrible.
So your number one's Doctor Doom.
A good villain. Like, you need, because after, like I said, after Thanos, you had no, like, that's been the problem with Marvel movies is the villains, right? So now, you have options.
My number one, what I expect to happen almost immediately, like I'm expecting it tomorrow on Facebook. What's hindering me right now from the whole studio's deal before this whole thing, you've known me for a while.
Yeah.
I am a huge Marvel versus Capcom guy.
Right.
Have you seen me even once in this apartment talk about how much fun, in this place, in your place, how much fun I'm having playing Marvel versus Capcom Infinite?
No.
Remember, we were hyped up when we did a news. I was like, to the gills, I bought an Xbox One brand new because I was expecting to buy this game. Yeah. Have you heard me gush about this game?
No.
No. You know why?
Because what I told you happened. On the episode, I said they're not. It's not. Yeah. Gonna, it's not going to.
There's
no
X-Men.
Yeah.
There's no the guys. Wolverine's my dude. Yeah. I played Wolverine from like War for the Gems. Like that's been my fighter guy.
No Berserker Barrage for you.
None. They recently have. I think by the end of the year or the beginning of next year, we're already going to have available DLC for Winter Soldier, Black Widow, and Venom. Yeah. The next DLC has to be X-Men.
Now, does this
that's
deal?
What's going to get me. That's what's going to make me pull out my wallet, break out the credit card, and pay. I don't even care if it's like an $80 special edition DLC, like all the deal, like the
season pass,
like unlimited Marvel versus Capcom
game of the year.
Infinite.
Game
of the year. I will pay top dollar, and I will finally waste hours of my life playing this game, knowing that I have the X-Men people that I like to play with.
Yeah,
that's my number one that needs to be fixed, like now.
Does this deal affect video games too?
I would think so, yeah. Because this, look at the roster right now for Marvel versus Capcom Infinite on the Marvel side.
I don't want to.
It's all properties that Disney's in charge of, that they have a hold of. It's right. Guardians of the Galaxy. It's Thor. It's Captain America. It's the people from
the
Avengers.
I heard the game got bad reviews, anyways. But
They've been tweaking it. They've been tweaking it. But still, dude, throw me Wolverine, Cyclops, Cable, Storm.
All right. Good. So, you know, I said before. I said before that, I want to see good villains. And not only Dr. Doom, but now we can bring in Silver Surfer and Galactus.
Yes.
Proper Galactus.
You didn't like the cloud?
Yeah, fuck you. All right, so...
I didn't either.
But I'm not going to lie. I'm going to fucking mark out. I'll probably be crying at the end of Avengers 3 if it ends with a shot of Wolverine in costume and with claws popped out with the mask on and everything. I don't care if it's Hugh Jackman or not. It'd be nice if it's Hugh Jackman, but be honest, if they're going to do their own thing and it's more...
Start from scratch.
You know, there's a big divide in the community online about this. Like, there's some people that want fresh new X-Men just for this, costumes, the whole nine, let's do it. And there's another part of the community is like, well, we've had like 20 years invested in this franchise. We don't want that messed up, you know? I can see that. I can appreciate that. But I want to see the new stuff.
The first class into Days of Future Past, into Apocalypse, into this Dark Phoenix, that's still like timeline-wise, that's before X-Men. So you can still bring back Hugh Jackman, bring back Halle Berry for Storm.
No.
Bring back
no.
Cudmore as Colossus.
No.
Not even Hugh Jackman.
No.
Nobody. Start.
Maybe Hugh Jackman. And the only reason I'm going to say Hugh Jackman is because I don't exactly know yet where they're going with the movie itself for Infinity War. Infinity War can reset a lot of shit.
The time gem.
So what I'm thinking, what I would like to see happening at the end of Avengers 3 is we see Hugh Jackman Wolverine. We see...
straight up costume that he got as a gift at the end of the Wolverine movie.
Well, hold on. Maybe still like how we remember him in the black leather costume in the end of Avengers. Now, and maybe even like maybe some originals like...
Cudmore and Barry.
The Cyclops. Who played him? James... God dang, I can't remember.
Marston.
Yeah, there you go. Marston. Yeah.
Marston.
God, fuck. Okay. So maybe one or two of those characters also, right?
Yeah.
As we knew them, right? So in Avengers 4, because Avengers is a two-parter, right? 3 and 4, right?
Something like that.
Right.
It was supposed to be Infinity War 1 and 2, but they changed it.
And so if we're going to use this Infinity Gauntlet with a time gem and reality gem and switch everything up, next movie, bam, new universe. We got new X-Men.
We have a new Iron Man. Robert Downey's gone. We have a new Captain America. Chris Evans is out.
Yeah.
I actually was thinking a little more closer to home. I was thinking...
You don't like my idea?
I love your ideas. But this was... I was thinking this before the deal. As much as I love the Ferris Bueller scene at the end of the credits of Deadpool 1, I would love the end credits of Deadpool 2 be Deadpool and Cable going back in time and running into Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
And saying, hey man, we got you a present. And it's... the same suit that they tried to give him in the Wolverine at the end with Samurai with the legit costume and everything.
Right.
It's like this. I you look more familiar wearing this.
But here's the thing, like costumes nowadays are more acceptable in the movieverse, whereas back then it wasn't. And I really honestly for Hugh Jackman, I can't picture him in the Wolverine costume. That's why I was saying have Hugh Jackman in the black leather like we know, but in the next movie bring a costume out, but have someone else
for the new guy.
Yeah.
Or girl, if you want to have Lara Kinney.
No.
Grown up?
No.
Why not?
Because.
That's your defense.
I'm an asshole. Because I'm an asshole. I don't want to. I'm not. I'm a.
Your sex is big.
I hate women. I don't know. No, I don't want a female Thor either.
I wasn't going
Go
that
fuck
far.
Yourself.
I wasn't going that far.
Oh, Jesus.
Can we have another Simpsons movie, please, done by Disney?
You know what could happen in that one? Be like, for that particular franchise, do another in the same vein as Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes!
Simpsons and Disney characters?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
The Simpsons take National Lampoon. The Simpsons go to Disney World.
Right? Yeah. Something. I mean, there's so many fucking possibilities on that, dude. The big thing with Who Framed Roger Rabbit, it was two competing studios, and there was a lot of like back and forth. They own everything; they can do whatever the fuck they want, so it doesn't matter who gets who and who gets the top billing and blah blah blah. It's all yours, dude.
As long as the villain is dead, it gets killed by melting.
Yeah, dude. I joked about it earlier, but fucking Xenomorphs. Maybe
Aliens versus Predator done from
Predator 2. Oh fuck. Yes. Aliens versus Predator.
Here's an odd twist. Mm. We've got all these cameos in the Mortal Kombat video games the last couple of years. Would you be opposed to having either aliens or predators introduced in the Marvel storyline? Even if it's a spin, it doesn't have to be like in the original, in this storyline with Thanos and everything, but on its own. What if you had the X-Men defending against aliens?
That's a weird, man.
Fantastic Four against aliens or Predator.
That'd be
against...
so fucking far out there. I'd be down for it, but I don't. Even in them being their own studios, that's such a niche thing. Like I can't see them actually doing it. But
how bad can it get? I mean, we got fucking Freddy versus Jason at one point.
Yeah. What about fucking aliens landing on Pandora?
Oh Lord!
And going after the Avatar people, dude. Alien versus Predator versus Avatar.
Oh no!
Take my money, man. I don't know, dude. There's just so much about this. There's so many possibilities. I can't imagine what you know is going on in writing rooms right now. It's just like, what can we do? Like, we have this big ass fucking playroom now. Like,
would you stop there?
As far as buying shit or what?
Yeah. You've gone this far. You got the checkbook. Just go to Sony and get your shit back.
No, dude, they're gonna have to stop. They can't. I don't think the FTC is gonna let them do anything else.
I mean, I understand from a business standpoint, but you have to understand from an intellectual property. Marvel created all of that shit. They had to sell the assets at the time because they were going belly up, and they could have completely been gone.
Right.
So how? Not politically correct, but businessly correct.
Businessly correct?
Is it for me to try to buy back the shit that I made up?
Yeah.
You can't really argue that, can you?
Legally, yes, you can. Because I'm sure they would have done it by now if they could. I know it can't cost over $54 billion.
If they can get away with this, is it what, like once the FCC looks over everything and say, you know what, we approve the deal. That notch on the belt. Would you be more confident with them not buying Sony, just buying back their properties? Yeah, Spider-Man and everything that comes with it.
I don't think they need to because I think they got a working relationship now. So It would be. I can see them wanting to, but let the smoke settle on this deal first. And besides, I'm kind of. Actually, strangely looking forward to this Venom movie that's coming out.
From the spoilers that I've read so far, I'm gleefully optimistic.
Yeah.
Because I've mentioned this to you before. I've been a big fan of the redoing of Venom. The comics where it's Flash Thompson, who idolized Spider-Man, was in the army, fought in the war, lost his legs, but he's in this program that the symbiote gives him the legs, but sometimes he loses control and the symbiote becomes straight up Venom.
Right.
And it sounds like that's what they're going with this. Because they've had pictures
he's
of...
He's playing Eddie Brock. He's not playing
Yeah,
Flash.
But they've had him... They've leaked pictures of Eddie Brock in, like, army garb. Oh. So this could be the Venom's comic symbiote, except instead of Flash,
I thought,
Eddie.
No, because I heard this was... that was going to follow Lethal Protector, the first miniseries from the 90s. So...
I'm still curious.
Yeah, I'm curious. It's a horror movie. This is going to be a horror movie. That's what they're basing off of or going to market it as. So I'm down for that. And here's another thing about Fox. Going back on topic here. So there's a contingent of fans who are like, well, again, we like what's going on. We like what Fox is doing because they're trying different things. It's not necessarily Marvel MCU. You know, you have
the
Logan.
New mutants
we had Logan first, and that... Then Deadpool, you know, this is all like different stuff that they're trying. They're throwing shit on the wall and seeing what sticks. And now they're doing New Mutants. It's going to be a horror movie. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's different things and it's all looking pretty good. So what do? You know?
Because we've had this complaint several times when we've gone over the phases so far of the Marvel Cinematic
it's
Universe.
It's very kind of repetitive.
Where a lot of it is A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then that's the end of the movie. And then most of the movies follow that same that same pattern. And I can see where that argument's coming from, where that's not what they did with Logan. That's completely not what they did with Deadpool. And so far, you're looking at the trailer from New Mutants, it's like, I was not expecting that. It already had my curiosity, now it has my attention.
Yeah.
And I would hate... And so when they said that they're going to keep Deadpool the way it is, maybe there is a market for it to go... Horror, comedy, rated R.
So here's
blood and guts.
So here's what here's the little crossroads right here, right? Because some of these movies are still in production. Like New Mutants is still in production. Mm-hmm. X-Men Dark Phoenix, that's still in production. Which I've been catching that shit. The first looks on Entertainment Weekly. That's actually getting my attention because they're actually somewhat following the storyline. They're in space.
They're in space. Yeah.
I was like, holy shit! I wasn't expecting that. I saw a shot of Mystique, which she's looking more like comic book Mystique.
She's growing into her own.
Yeah. Again, Mystique, ugh, eye roll. Like, I'm tired of seeing Mystique in an X-Men movie. But, hey, at least she's looking more like the comic book version. Mm-hmm. And this takes place, like, 10 years after the last movie, and they're all X-Men'd out. They all have costumes. So that's another thing. I want to see if this translates to transition them over to the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it will, maybe it won't. I don't know. It is still stuck in the 90s. So you gotta... Dude, that has got to be in that movie somewhere. Yeah, right. That has got to be in the movie somewhere. So if that movie does well, if everybody likes maybe Marvel likes what they're seeing in that, maybe they just want to pull that crew or that cast, maybe somehow wrangle them into...
Make them look older.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, just age them a little bit. I mean... So yeah, man, I'm digging all that. How does this affect Star Wars? You know, now we have all this is tied in. You know, you could fucking Dark Phoenix. They're in space, run into the fucking.
I don't know about. You know, we teased earlier about crossing streams. I think Star Wars is way too old, way too established to start muddying stuff up.
Yeah,
like
you can't do that in the movies. You know, you can do that in like comics and in cartoons and shit like that, but not. Yeah. You don't want to do that in the movies, no. I say that watch like 2 years from now we're gonna see X-Men versus Star Wars. Like what?
Yeah. Can adamantium hold up against a lightsaber? We're gonna find out.
That's a nice idea. A nice experiment. Let's try that out. But yeah, man, this is like all kinds of possibilities. Now you said the first thing you're looking forward to is that damn video game.
Mm-hmm.
What about movie wise? What is the first thing you want to see like happen realistically in the MCU? Like how do you want to see? X-Men.
I'm not good at letting go.
Yeah.
It's been over a decade, almost two decades. Not that it hasn't been done right at all, but I would be curious to see what Disney and the Marvel production team could do one time with Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Yeah.
One more. I know Ryan Reynolds is trying so fucking hard to persuade Hugh Jackman to come out for one shot with Deadpool. Wolverine and Deadpool, somehow.
You heard... Did you see that that quote that Hugh Jackman did? He's like... He's been watching the old movies, you know, and he's like, man, that'd be such a good time to blah, blah, blah. But he says, I think that ship has sailed and, you know, it's not that.
Robert Downey said that before. And then Disney, beep, beep, beep.
Exactly. Yeah. $54 billion. They got another billion there somewhere for Hugh Jackman. It's actually 55.
Bet they're going to make it back. Bet they're going to. Man.
That deal was actually $55 billion. Yeah. That $1 billion went to Hugh Jackman to play Wolverine one more time.
Whew.
Yeah. Just one more time.
One more, dude.
And I think I'm just curious. I'm optimistically curious to see how they get Fantastic Four and X-Men in their cinematic universe. I want to see it on the screen. I want to see them in the garb.
So do you start with a Fantastic Four movie standalone, or you just throw them in the next Infinity War?
That's the thing.
Hank Pym. And Mr. Fantastic.
That's the bad thing, because in the Marvel Universe, there's been no mention of them at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so would it be forced if they pop up all of a sudden? You know, because in the comics, you know, Reed Richards and Tony Stark and Hank Pym and all of them, and they're like, they're the head brains. They're like, they think of everything. But It's all been Tony Stark, like, oh, and Bruce Banner too. You know, it's all been them, and it's no mention whatsoever of Reed Richards. So, how do you, you know, unless it's a reality gem thing, you reset everything, and bam, they've been there the whole time. You just didn't know it.
Another alternate universe.
Yeah.
And then the next Avengers movie or the Fantastic Four that follows is like kind of telling the story backwards, like a Quentin Tarantino type of how we got to them when they were found, maybe.
As long as it's not forced.
Yeah.
Which, again, I don't know if it's just like how hard Kevin Feige has been planning this shit or if it's happenstance or what.
Oh, it's happenstance, but
the fact that it's the Infinity Gem, it's the Infinity Gauntlet that just happens to be the MacGuffin of this movie that could change the fucking reality and of the universe and shit, that is fucking...
They need to hurry the fuck up, though, because there's so many times that you compare the stuff that Marvel does to the stuff DC does, and it's already stated that they're going to do a fucking Flashpoint Paradox story for the Flash
right. That's
supposed to reboot the entire thing. Yeah. So if they're going to reboot the entire thing, they need to hurry the fuck up before DC gets the jump on them. Before fans will be like...
Oh, I don't think it'll matter.
You don't think it'll matter?
Nah. I mean, this whole thing is... I'm getting so sick of that, dude. I like Justice League. And everybody's like, it's a failure, blah, blah, blah. It sucks, blah, blah. It's like, no, it didn't fail. Like, it's like over $200-something million domestically.
Mm-hmm.
It
broke even, but for a movie like that, with all those players, it should have made double than just break even. And the fact that of the Avengers in Thor Ragnarok outsold them.
Right.
Imagine what everybody in the Avengers Marvel Cinematic Universe is going to do. Apparently opening weekend for Star Wars was $220 million. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, was it? I don't know.
Avengers is gonna... I have a feeling Avengers is at least gonna do 250, maybe even break 300 for a 4-day weekend. It's possible.
Let me ask you this. We'll wrap this episode on this. Avengers Infinity War coming out in May, right?
I'm like super stoked.
So it's not too late to add in little post-production scenes here and there, right?
They can still reshoots.
Right, exactly. There's still time for reshoots. So, either a post-credit scene, mid-credit scene, or just add on to the very end of the movie, do we see anybody from Fox? As a little surprise. As a tease for the next movie, for the next Avengers movie. Okay, I'll answer the question for myself. Yes, I think there's going to be something there.
I want to be surprised.
Well, me too, but still.
So I'm not going to... Actually, you know what's funny? You know, like...
This better be funny.
Oh, shit. The bigger the fan base, the more they bitch.
Right. Look at Star Wars.
If they were to add reshoots and add guys from Fox, yet they're not going to add people from the Netflix shows that already have been established, that already have a following. Mm-hmm. You're not going to throw Daredevil in there for cameo. You're not going to throw...
You said they're not.
But that's what I'm saying. Right. Like, if they end up throwing Fox people before they throw Netflix people, oh, people are going to bitch.
But even though it's like, you have your movie side of things, and you have your TV, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. never popped up on the big screen.
Well, they came from the big screen.
Right. So you think it even meant more sense to go back to the main screen. But...
Or maybe they're saving it.
Maybe.
So
I think they are. I think this new season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., there might be a possibility of them, where the season ends, it might be some kind of way of inserting Agent Coulson back into the at least Avengers. Because, you know, Avengers started with Agent Coulson. Yeah. And I think it's fitting for him to come back at least one more time in this movie. So... I don't know why we went off that. But yeah, but I think that's going to be one thing we're going to see Coulson back. I think there's going to be just one clip or scene of maybe Hugh Jackman, or maybe Deadpool is going to be too. Not for that movie. It's going to be too heavy of a movie to have Deadpool. I think in that.
I would love to have Deadpool look at Captain America and say, "Oh, my hero."
Yeah,
you know, because they teased that in the Deadpool movie. He's like, "I'm gonna call myself Captain Deadpool."
Yeah.
Nah, just Deadpool. Yeah. But that's established even in the comics.
Right.
That for all, like, there's a picture of Wade Wilson's face, like Deadpool's mask, like covered in blood, but face to face with Captain America, like that out of respect, kind of.
Right.
And so it's established that there's a like, just like they retconned that in Iron Man 2, that was the introduction, quote-unquote, of Peter Parker. Right. Yeah. You know, you can retcon Deadpool being a hero of Captain America from...
An admirer of
Captain America. So it didn't have to be like... I'm not expecting somebody from the Fox deal to have a prominent part in the movie. I'm expecting cameos. Or just like, oh, look at that Easter egg. Oh, my God, Deadpool's pooping in that phone booth. Or stuff like that. But I'm not expecting a character that hasn't been established yet to just take over. Like, Spider-Man didn't take over, but he was introduced in Civil War. But you know, the first half of that movie, he was non-existent.
Actually, I did want to – I didn't mention this earlier. The one thing I did want to see before we end the whole Infinity War thing is and before we lose Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans, I want to see all of them with at least the Fantastic Four. X-Men, I don't really need to see that with them because to me that's more of the core Marvel Science-y. Universe.
Yeah.
You know, you have your Fantastic Four and Avengers have always kind of, when it comes to big things, that they've always been together. X-Men's kind of always done their own separate thing. You know, so I don't really need them all in here, but I gotta see the Fantastic Four at least in one shot with Iron Man, the real Iron Man, real Captain America. You know, and then the Fantastic Four, and then maybe, you know,
Banner and Richards and
the originals. Yeah, Stark. I want to get the original crew, Thor, like all of them, bam, all in one action shot, maybe against Thanos or something. I don't know, but
do you have Fantastic Four with the kids?
With the kids.
Yeah. Richards and Storm, they have
kids. Oh, yeah. Oh, in the comics? Yeah. Oh, in the comics? Oh, no. No, start
save
off.
That.
Yeah.
Build to that?
Yeah. I don't need an origin story. Don't give me any origin stories for X-Men or Fantastic Four. God damn it. We all know.
Throw them in.
Like Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
How many times have we seen Uncle Ben die? Right. Like, they at least did that part right. And they followed through with Homecoming. Right. Like, they didn't have to beat that dead horse. It's dead. Right. It's been eaten. It's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the same thing with Fantastic Four and X-Men.
I got you.
God damn it, we know who they are. We don't need to see anything.
We don't even need to hear anything. Just the sound effect of the claws coming out. Skeet. Yeah, we got it.
Give me costumes. Give me people that look like what I see in the comics.
Somebody has to say bub.
Yeah. It's clobbering time. Flame on.
Oh my God, it's clobbering time. That just hit me. Fuck.
Oh, one other thing I want to see in Avengers.
Oh, shit. Now we're armchair booking.
We had in Avengers 2. No, I'm going to set this up because we had Iron Man in the Hulkbuster costume versus Hulk. Next Avengers, I want to see Hulk versus Thing. Why are you laughing? Come on, dude. Don't tell me that's going to be fucking badass to see. They don't like each other. They're going to start beating the shit out of each other. That's going to be fucking... That's gonna be a scene. That's gonna be a good fight scene. That's gonna be your Hulkbuster, your Iron Man Hulkbuster versus Hulk scene.
Okay.
And then they both, you know, smoke a cigar afterwards or something. I don't know.
Have a beer.
Yeah, go to Swarmy's. I don't know. Or Shawarma's. I don't know. But yeah, man, I'm digging it.
Your body is ready.
My body is ready. I'm looking at this. I'm like totally like fan mode in. I don't really give a shit about the business side of things. Like, push that off shit to the side. That's between you business people.
Yeah.
Give me my fucking Marvel movies the way they need to be.
The way Stan Lee intended them to be.
Oh, God. I can't wait to see him in a cameo with, like...
Oh! If the story's true that he's a watcher, he has to be in everything.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. He has to be in all these reboots.
Something I don't really like about that, but I'm not going to get down on that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think that's. You got anything else that you wanted to say on that? Right.
That's it.
We need a cigarette after that news.
Oh
break,
yeah,
right?
Dude.
All right. Well, what are your anticipations or what are your thoughts about this whole Fox Disney merge?
What are you looking forward to most out of this? What's the first thing? If this was your wish list, if now your wish list can be possible, what's on the top of the wish list that you want done? Coming out of this deal,
the possibilities are freaking endless. Well, not really endless, but there's a lot of them. I'm looking forward to all of them too.
Aliens versus X-Men. I just planted that seed in your head, and now you're going to be thinking about it for months.
Hey, you son of a bitch! God damn it,
Nene.
Predator versus I don't know somebody. I don't know. someone other than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, Lord.
But, man, yeah, this is going to be fun. This is going to be some fun shit, man. So I'm looking, I'm digging it. Just fucking take my money.
I'm selling blood.
Right?
Plasma. I'm selling plasma.
I just wish it had stock in Disney. I even heard that, like, stock in Fox has gone up because of all that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. Yeah, take all my money. Give me X-Men, give me Fantastic Four, give me Galactus, give me Doctor Doom, give me Silver Surfer, give me
fuck
all that
Bitcoin.
Shit.
Bitcoin, you want Marvel stock. You want Disney stock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me Simpsons versus Deadpool for all I care.
Ryan Reynolds animated. Oh my God.
Season 30 of Simpsons.
Oh shit.
Book it. That's what's going to be on there. Yeah. Woo! On that note, yeah, like
dude,
I said.
I'm like sweating.
I know, right? So what are your, like Chris has said, what's your anticipation? What are you looking forward to? Hit us up on facebook.com/popculturerewind.
You're wired. You're like excited.
Yeah.
On the Twitter machine, pop culture, RWND.
Yes. And always, if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a rate and review. Tell us how we did. Tell us how we suck. I don't give a shit.
As long as we get the 5 stars.
There you go. Help us out. It's free.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's going to do it, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, until then, always remember to pop your culture. Snick.
I didn't even know what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. You don't know. Just say your line.
Oh, and we haven't done this in a while. Top guys. Ah. Oh, these son of a bitch.
What the fuck was that?
Just turn it all fucking off already. It's done. It's over. I'm getting up. I'm done. Bye.